And joining us now from the Massachusetts State House is WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, some big news yesterday afternoon. A Senate Ethics Committee released some findings in the scandal involving former Senate President Stan Rosenberg. Tell us about that.
Right. This is, spinning out of the allegations against Rosenberg's husband, Brian Hefner. Hefner himself is under criminal indictment for sexual harassment, sexual assault against individuals with business before state government. Physical sexual assault is what the charge is there. Rosenberg, though, is under investigation by his peers in the Senate about what he knew about Hefner's actions. It's not necessarily about those sexual assaults. There's pretty clear evidence in the report that Rosenberg was not aware of the kind of the physical crimes that Hefner is alleged to have committed. However, his husband Hefner was a known provocateur in the Senate. He had a kind of a reputation of meddling and trying to assert his own power and authority and interfere with the Senate business. The findings here are a bit damning when it comes to Rosenberg because they definitely concluded that Hefner had access to certain email accounts, calendars, things that Rosenberg's official accounts may have had that violated certain rules, and that when Rosenberg promised, when he took the presidency, to erect a firewall between Senate business and his husband, that firewall simply was not effective, and the Senate committee found that that did harm to the body of the Senate.
And I'm sure that makes it especially hard because of the fact that he went out there and said, look, I'm going to make sure that there is a separation between my personal life and my public life, and now they're finding that there just wasn't one at all. There's a lot of reaction pretty immediately after this news from state leaders, including the governor and attorney general.
Right. Both Mara Healey, the attorney general, a Democrat, and Charlie Baker, the governor, a Republican, are calling for Rosenberg to resign his seat. Now, of course, he stepped down from the presidency in December when this investigation started. Now there are calls not just from the AG and the governor, but from an increasing number of other state officials and even other Democratic senators saying that it is time for Rosenberg to step aside and leave the Senate entirely. He has an opponent in the Democratic primary coming up this September. But he needs to make the decision now whether or not to stay in the body under the punishment that the Ethics Committee is recommending, which is that he won't have any chairmanship or leadership position next session should he come back to the Senate, or simply resign now.
So he'll be there in the Senate, but he won't exactly have anywhere near the power that he used to have.
Should his constituents in Amherst reelect him.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And do you have any kind of feeling up there on Beacon Hill as to whether or not he will resign or whether he'll kind of stick to this and try to run again?
The political pressure is mounting about him resigning. He has been in the Senate for 30 years, or in the legislature for 30 years, and he is kind of a stick-with-it type of guy. Hmm. I think that if the sense in the district is that he can stay and do good work for his district, he may stay. That is the option, I think, what would convince him to run for re-election. And again, he would likely win. He still has enormous support in his district. That's changing now with his challenger and with this report coming out. But there is a sense that if it makes sense and it is in the best interest of the Senate, he may step down in order to not necessarily save face for himself, but to save the body.
Interesting. And so what's next? I mean, the report did not say he violated any rules per se, but we do know that he acted carelessly, or that's what the report says. And you mentioned that there's a recommendation that he should not be on any committees. Are punishments going to be handed down? Are lawmakers going to act?
The Senate will probably take action this week to institute this punishment that is recommended by the committee, and that is that he can't serve in any leadership positions for the rest of this session and beginning all of next session as well. And that's because they didn't find any actual rule violations. He didn't break the Senate rules in any of this. It was just negligence and carelessness. So this is much more of a political problem for Rosenberg going forward than it is actual sanctions that his colleagues would put on him.
And that is WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. Mike, thanks so much for all your reporting yesterday and last night, and for giving us an update this morning.
Always a pleasure.
Have a great weekend.